Just too close. All right. Obviously, I'm really pleased with the way we play. We just continue to get a little bit better. I can talk about a lot of things that went well. One was our post players played well. Our post defense was really good. We had a post presence on offense for the first time. We didn't always finish, but we had a presence down there. We played inside out, which is great. That carried over from the defensive end to the offensive end. 16 assists, 6 turnovers. That's really, really good for us. Taking care of the ball. Roddy had 5 assists, no turnovers, which was great for him. His defense, I thought, on Golden was tremendous. So we did a lot of things well. Our defense held them to 38%. Guys played smart defensively. Broke down a little bit there at the end, got a little bit tired, but for the most part, we really defended, and I thought our execution was better than it's been all year. So we're getting there. Georgia Tech's a hard team to score on. We got to 77 today, so it's good for us. And played without fouling in the second half. I thought we fouled too much in the first half. Really played without fouling in the second half, which was big for us because they're a good foul shooting team.
Can you talk about how unselfish the kids seem to be today? They really share the ball well. They look for guys. And as well as and under control as they seem to be for most of the game.
Well, Don, it's a fight every day to get guys to pass the ball. We had a really good practice yesterday. We really shared the ball. We executed. Guys were having a lot of fun, and it carried over. I think it's the way we started, playing inside out. But for the most part, our shot selection was better. We shot a few shots that led to layups for them. But our passing was better, and our guys are looking for each other. And, you know, just having more offensive players on the floor makes us pretty hard to guard. And, you know, they key so hard on Jake, and just opens up everything for us. So, but the guys really shared the ball. It was good to see.
So, Mark, a few weeks ago, you had less than that. Nick Faust was shooting, I think, 35%. And so, what, from your vantage point, what did you see from him in practice and games that have enabled him to turn things around?
Well, he got his release up a little bit higher, and that was number one. That was right before Christmas. We started working on that. And I think just getting away and then just having one more score playing just takes a lot of pressure off Nick. And, you know, you got to guard Dez. You got, you know, and you look at percentages, like, well, who are you gonna let shoot? Well, you're going to let Nick shoot. Well, he's knocking them down right now. So I'm happy for him, and he really defended again, continues to defend. He fell asleep one time, but he's just under control. Just so much better with the ball and not forcing things, and he's playing like a veteran guard should play. He's played a ton of minutes since he's been here. So,
Mark, a lot of positives. You name things like lack of turnovers and post presence are things we haven't really seen a lot. Is there kind of a sense of relief on your part that it's all finally coming together?
It's just one game, but you know, you look at our minutes. Smotrich played a lot because he played well. But 30, 22, 19, 24, 29, 15, 20, 26, and 15. It's a pretty deep basketball team right there. And we're comfortable with all 9 of them that played. So it's what we envisioned. We got a quick turnaround, so it was good. The guys didn't have to play a lot of minutes. And play, you know, a really good Pittsburgh team. So, yeah, but we're getting more confidence. There's no doubt about it. We got to take it on the road now.
Coach, there's no question the team plays with intensity the whole season, but all of a sudden it seems like it's effective intensity. What part of the message has changed?
It's just depth. Guys got tired. We got a little tired at the end there, and our defense went down. Well, imagine those guys playing 35 minutes instead of 24 minutes. It's all depth. It's just depth and confidence, and Seth Allen just being a guy that can break down the defense and just another body to guard and takes pressure off Roddy. I think it's that simple. And my message hasn't changed, except we're going to start over. Okay, I'm still teaching the same things that I was. And
the last 2 games, it looks like a different team.
Last 3. I thought Tulsa played their tails off, and, you know, we beat them 11. Mm. So I think, yeah, it does look like a different team. It feels different. It's fun.
It does feel different.
Yeah, it's fun. And, you know, I tell my wife all the time when I come home, it just doesn't feel right. Nothing feels right this year. Nothing's felt right all year. And then all of a sudden you add a little sophomore guard, Seth Allen, and he's still not, you know, 100%. makes a huge difference. So we knew that. We knew what we were like before he got hurt, and so our guys knew when he came back, and I think it just gave us instant confidence.
Coach, it looks like Shaq was a lot more effective around today. Just on
good for him. Yeah, I'm so happy for Shaq. How about that running hook at the start of the game? I looked over at Spinelli and said, wow, that was big time. So happy for Shaq. You know, it's hard for Shaq. Most of the time, Shaq's chasing around a 6'7 skinny guy, and tonight he got to bang on a big kid. And you think about last year when Shaq played well, he was usually banging on a pretty big body. And so it allows him to play. Our game's changed so much where it's gone so small. It's hard for a guy like Shaq. But today it was a matchup. He loves hitting people and being physical and got his offense going. He was much more aggressive offensively, got all the way to the rim. So happy for him. It was good. Really, really helped us.
Coach, you had you mentioned the Shaq, the hook at the beginning. You had the Dez dunk, the couple threes there to get you guys out to that quick start, which you guys haven't had in so long. How important was that to just kind of get it started right away with the home crowd?
Well, it was huge because the game was pretty even after that, you know. So to get up 10 was big, and I think we got up to 20 at one point in the start of the second half. But it was big. And for Shaq to hit the running hook and Dez to get all the way to the rim against them, it's hard to get to the rim against Georgia Tech. They really defend and make you shoot jump shots. And that's why we, shot and made a lot of threes today. But that was big. It was good. The crowd got into it. And I think everybody in the building's like, okay, all right, this is what we expected all year from Maryland. And it's just good to see. And still a lot of basketball left, which is great for us.
Last two questions, Mike and then Don.
Yeah, Mark, you were talking about Seth Allen making a difference. Is there a part of you that's kind of, geez, some of my season resides on a guy rehabbing his broken left foot in a weird way?
Well, it stinks. Injury hurts. And I took the blame when we lost to BU in here. I was like, I just didn't have enough depth. And I said, I'll never happen again. I hope it never happens again. We're going to have plenty of depth next season. We've already signed players to get us the 13 scholarships. But I went with a group, and I couldn't afford an injury, especially to a guard, and we had it. And so you can put that on me, but I said that. But with that said, Seth rehabbed quickly, got back quickly. Today was a really good sign for us with Seth because his foot did not hurt during the game, and that's a really good sign. So hopefully he doesn't hurt tomorrow. But we haven't conquered the world or anything like that, but we're finally, we're playing better, which is a good feeling.
Don, last question.
Come on, Zach. Got the Chiefs game coming up, guys.
Can you talk about Charles and Shaq defensively, what they did on Miller?
Yeah, and let me see Charles' 11 rebounds. It seemed like Charles was getting every defensive rebound. And, our whole thing, once Carter got hurt, that we were just going to send four post players at their two post players and just try to bang on them. And I thought Charles played hard defensively. I thought Shaq played hard defensively. John Graham always plays hard defensively. So John had to chase around the little guy some, which was great to see him do that. It's the first time we've asked him to do that. So that was good. And we challenged him, and they answered it. So I don't know anything about Pittsburgh. I haven't seen them or watched them tonight. But I imagine they have some pretty good post players too. So our big guys are going to have to step up and play well again.
Thanks, guys.
Right, thank you.
I saw it.